Good morning and many blessings here from Riku P. Blackheart again here for my Sunday detox. Hey guys, this is still Mental Health Awareness Month, but we're not going to just talk about, you know, anything from the minority aspect. We're going to just talk about all around effect on people with dealing with this pandemic, newfound mental illnesses and other paranoia, stress, health issues during this pandemic, and how you can cope. A lot of people don't realize that this is a very, very stressful time. This is a pandemic. And a lot of people don't understand that a lot of people are stressed and having to deal with the paranoia of not knowing what's going to happen next, who they may possibly lose, is it going to get worse? And people are also staying at home to kind of play it safe and causing it to trigger a lot more, because there is a lot of people in the world that their love language is touch, communication, not just being over the phone, not just being able to see you a video chat or just listen to your voice. Some people legitimately needs to touch you or feel you or hug you. And some people have not had human interaction for months because of everything that's going on with this pandemic. People are not realizing how stressful this entire situation is. Newfound situational depression and anxieties being triggered in people who've never had anxieties or know how to cope with anxieties, or people sitting here playing it off and basically have where they're avoiding feeling paranoid, or they're just coping by saying everything's all right, but everything internally is screaming and chaotic hellfire in their mind. I tell people, you never know a person's situation, and it's very stressful times. It's people's patients are being tested. People are losing people. People are pushing people away, abandoning people. People are going to be living with regrets. A lot of things have happened in the past couple of months, weeks, for everybody. And I listened to a couple of podcasts, as well as had a couple of people who actually went on and spoke their piece, their ideas, their thoughts, not to me personally, but to social media, just basically expressing that this pandemic is affecting everyone differently. And a lot of people do not know that with this pandemic, there is a lot of mental health issues that are starting to stem, and a lot of people who've never seen or never had any kind of issues, including depression or situational depression because of everything going on, or stress, as well as anxiety. A lot of people are paranoid, which in a way, these are all things that affect the mental health. And a lot of this is going to cause people to have a form of PTSD of some kind at the end of this entire pandemic, because it's going to cause people stress. It's going to cause people to be paranoid every time they hear somebody sit here and cough, which is going to trigger everything going on. So first things first, let's talk about people and their patients during this pandemic. I see a lot of mixed things going on when I see social media between IG, Twitter, Facebook, all of those lovely, lovely social media sites, whatever you're on, Tumblr. There is a lot of people that have mixed feelings. Some people are sitting here saying, man, I'm ready to go out. And then there's people battling it out, talking about, do you not care about your safety? Do you not care about other people's safety? People getting upset, people sitting here. There is people out here who have no choice but to go out and deal with people, and they are still essential. They have to work. Everybody is being affected differently. I have a lot of friends who are indeed independent business owners or independent contractors. And right now they are really suffering with everything. Everybody's sitting here and dealing with things differently. Some people can't, are not leaving their houses because they're also paranoid because of, yeah, don't get me wrong, the U.S. is opening up, other countries have opened up, but some people are still paranoid because they are afraid of still contracting this. And we know that the rates are going to go up because it is due to skin-to-skin contact, touching surfaces, things of that nature, and people are scared. So, and then there's a lot of people who are just really happy to just be out. But then we have people who are basically saying those people are idiots, and the people who are out are getting backlash because that's what they need. They can't be cooped up in four walls because that could cause a lot of people to end up stemming some mental health issues from being cooped up in a house for over and over and over again. Just like every single day, repeating the same routine. Everybody deals with things differently. Everybody is as a snowflake. I tell people I don't judge people for how they do things or how they or what they do, because as a person who I smile every day, but I know what goes on behind closed doors, inside my mind, how I cope with things, what I've gone through, my past. I don't judge people for how they cope or how they do things, but we have a lot of judgmental people out there, and us being in a generation where we care about people's opinions, where we care about things, we are causing people to be depressed, and you don't know what their situation is. That person could be an essential worker and fearing for their lives every single day, having to go out and work to make sure you still have groceries, make sure you still have electricity, make sure people who are in hospitals still get taken care of. If your grandparents are still alive, there's people out there who are still going to work every single day, avoiding being with their family because the fear of killing the people that they've been taking care of. So it's like they're sacrificing living with their family to protect your grandmother or grandfather. But then we are on social media talking about they're complete idiots for going out. They're this, that, and the other. And they're getting stressed. They're worried. They're getting backlashes from all ends. And yes, they're fearing for their lives. Yes, they're fearing contracting things and then giving it to those that they love. And we're sitting here telling them they're idiots, that they're murderers, that they're willing to sacrifice their health to kill other people and be stupid. And just, you don't know. That's a form of bullying. And bullying does indeed cause PTSD. You may not look at it as that way, or people may not look at it as that way, but when you sit here and backlash people and you don't know why they're doing what they're doing, you're just assuming, you're putting more pressure on them than they already have. They're already fearful. They're already, you know, scared, but they're doing it for you. And as human beings with selfish mindsets, we don't think past go. Once we open our mouths or start having one thought, it tumbles down a whole snowball effect and gets worse and worse and worse. And in some cases, people talk so much and then insert foot into mouth, but by the time they realize that, dang, maybe there's more to the story than what it needs to be, now it's too late. You already made a reputation for yourself. I tell people, take a moment and sit back. Don't think past go. Don't assume, because I've always been told from my parents growing up, assuming makes an ass out of you and me. And at the end of the day, it's not what you want to do. You're going to sit here, you're going to assume you know something, and you don't know the whole situation. Do not sit here and say anything until you have all the facts, until you know. I've always been the type of person to always question why a person does what they do. I've always been a person who wanted to analyze and learn more about why does a person mind do what they do, or why people think the way that they think. I've never just sat here and just assumed things is what it was. I never just looked at things and be like, oh, okay, so they're just going out because they don't care. There could be a legitimate reason. They have family. They still have things they got to do. And then a lot of times I always tell people, you could have the most friendly person in the world. This is what I mean. You don't know what a person is going through. You can have the most friendliest person. Every time you see them, they are smiling every single day. Never seems like they are having a bad day. And then when they do have a bad day, they handle it so well. But guess what? That could be a mask. As a person that suffers depression and anxiety, and I don't want people to worry about me when I'm in a bad mood, I sit here and I put on a mask every day. I smile every day. Because I try to look at the good in life, but I know in the inside of my head, I'm still battling those demons. A lot of people fail to realize that, you know, there is so many people in America that suffer depression. There are so many people in the world that is suffering depression. A lot of people who suffer with suicidal thoughts. And right now that they're by themselves, they're lost in their own thoughts. They don't have people to escape with, especially those people who are extroverts who use social events to get out of depression. Or my friends who like being outside and they cope by being in the gym, or they cope by running or getting fresh air or being around other people. They're battling it out. They're dealing with what they have to deal with. They're dealing with a lot of things. I can tell you like this. One of my photographer, she actually came up and said that, you know, when it hit her that the pandemic was sitting here, and she's one of those people, she has to be around other people for a minute. She's an introverted extrovert, where she has to work a lot. She has to be around people. She needs to constantly be moving. And you would never know that she's gone through a lot. And I love her to death. She's one of those people I worry about. I worry about myself, yeah, because my love language is touch. And my love language is, you know, being around people I really care about and being recharged by certain people. But this pandemic has really, really, really made me miss being around people and good vibes and good energy and wanting to touch people. And I know my friends who are, you know, the same way, where their love language is that we're taking this real hard. I mean, don't get me wrong, like I can enjoy being by myself. But then, like, when I want to hang out with people, which whether or not it's just me going to go get food with them, or me wanting to have them come over and watch a movie, I have to be around people enough, because I'm so used to my extroverted introvert ways where I get my fulfillment from people and then I'm good for several days or a week. Or I use work as my way of socializing, because I still, as a person, I need socialization. As humans, we need socialization. There was a whole thing, there was tests that used to be ran where with newborns, there was a doctor that basically, I can't remember for the life of me the name of the doctor, that used to run tests on newborns. And the test was to sit here and have a set of babies who had a nurse or a mother come and give them attention. And the other set of babies, they sat here and didn't give them any attention, just gave them the bare essentials, you know, feeding, changed their diaper, but not giving them attention, not giving them love, not coddling them, cradling them, nothing. What ended up happening is the babies who got love and affection thrived, and the babies who did not get the love and attention and affection didn't make it. They tend to have a lot of social awkward behaviors and things of that nature. It depends on how much attention you give your child, or lack of. As humans, it shows that you can die for not getting enough attention or love and affection. And even then, some people who are by themselves and don't need attention and don't need to be around human interaction, has done the same. As adults, as children, as teenagers, if you don't get love and affection, you die. You can die from a broken heart. So for people who need human interaction, even if it's just a little bit of human interaction, they're suffering, especially if they live alone. As a person who has bipolar depression and anxiety and needs to be around people occasionally, those days that I need to be around people, it's really affecting me. And even then, at the same time, it's like I'm more fearful for my health and my family's health and being around certain people and me trying to just make sure I'm safe. And don't get me wrong, it's taken a real toll on my mental health. It has really affected me because at least a couple days a week, I'm either watching horror movies with one of my friends, I'm sitting here eating tacos with another friend, or I'm just playing video games with a friend or playing board games. And it's just like there's days that I want to have sunshine. I want to go out and drive to and blast music. But because the fear of being out, and then a lot of the states and a lot of the places are like, well, if you're still out after these times, or if you're out where after the stores are closed, then you're gonna get arrested or a fine. It's a fear of leaving the house, but then at the same time, people need to be out. We need sunlight. We need affection. We need human interaction. We have adapted and changed to needing these things, and we're not getting it. Everybody doesn't deal, and everybody is dealing with this differently. People are stressed about not knowing how they're going to put food on the table, where the next time they're going to get another paycheck, wondering whether or not they're going to have a job after this. Some people are wondering whether or not they're going to even have a relationship after this, because people's patience is starting to be drawn, because those people who are staying with their girlfriends, their husbands, their children, when you don't have to spend that much time with your family to go around to having to spend all your time with your family, because some of these people who use work as an escape to get away from their kids, their significant others, hanging out with friends, it's really starting to show, and it's starting to drag patience. Some of these people who and the generation where they joke around and stuff, there's a lot of people out here who have side pieces, and they use their side pieces as a way to get away from their main, and now they're starting to really get their patience pulled out because they happen to be around a person that they use somebody else to get away from. Everybody is dealing with this differently, and a lot of people are going, their patience are being drawn. A lot of people are pushing people away from each other. A lot of people are fighting with people because people are wanting people to deal with this pandemic the way that they're dealing with it. Not realizing that not everybody is you. Not realizing that not everybody is going to think the same way as you or be like you. That's like me sitting here coming out and telling you guys that you guys should be staying in the house. You shouldn't go see your family. You shouldn't be wanting to go and go to the beach because the beach is open, or go get food, or, oh, I don't know why in the world you guys are staying in the house. I can't do that to you guys because I don't know what your situation is. I don't know if you may have bronchitis or very bad, severe asthma, and the fear of catching this can possibly kill you. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know if you take care of your grandparents and you don't want to go out and deal with that. What I'm trying to say to you guys is that as humans, we're getting mad because we're expecting everyone to deal with this pandemic the way that we are dealing with it. or not, or feel like people are not dealing with it the way they should be dealing with it. Opinions are like assholes and everybody got them, as my dad and my mom used to tell me. And I feel like at the end of the day, you don't know why a person's doing what they're doing. And if you sit here and you question, or if you judge, and you don't know all the components that make up why they're doing what they're doing, you're just going to make yourself look foolish. And you're going to walk around being foolish. And then when you sit here, you yell at somebody, or you get mad with somebody, especially people you're close to, about the situation, and you lose friendship or lose contact because they're not doing what you feel is the safe or logical way during this pandemic, you're going to lose a lot of people. I lost, at this time, 3 people due to this. 2 close friends and somebody I consider family. One of my friends, the last time I talked to her, and I knew this girl growing up, one of the few people from when my parents were in the military that I still can stay connected to, her and her brother. And the last time I talked to her was when, right before I got back with my husband, like before we became married, but when I was still dating, I dated a guy in between him and me and her. We got into it because at the time she was still living in Tampa, and we got into it real bad. Like, real, real bad, because I lost a godchild, like, my very first godchild, before I end up becoming the godparents to my beautiful, beautiful godbabies now. I lost a godchild. Her dad got into an accident on the way from Miami. Car flipped, and she died. She was killed by not being in her seat, because he didn't put her in her seat belt, and she was in the front seat, unfortunately, and she died. He survived. He ended up in jail. He ended up getting out minor scrapes and damages, but she didn't make it. And situation was, I, at the time, the guy that I was with, I found out on his birthday, and we were out. I went home. He stayed out. I called her. And instead of her coming, she sent her brother, and her brother tried to make advancements towards me, you know, oh my God, you're so bad, rubbing me inappropriately, giving me a kiss. I kicked him out. Me causing me and the guy that I was dating at the time to get into a huge argument, like a very devastating, bad argument. And I said some very choice words to her because I blamed her for the situation. At the time, before I started realizing, you know, he wasn't crap like the guy was daring, I said some choice words, and me and her stopped being best friends. And I haven't talked to her until at the end of last year. Randomly for Christmas, I said Merry Christmas to her, and I haven't talked to her for years. And it was an accident text, and I didn't realize it was sent because she was still in one of my groups. And we started talking again and became best friends. Found out she had a kid. Her kid is 3 now. And I've never met her child. And me and her, we still wasn't best friends, like talking every week like we was. But I literally, right before everything, I told her how much I missed her as my best friend. And I'm happy that even if it's taking a time for us to get back together, because we went from talking almost every week to for some years not saying a single word to each other. And for me to turn around and lose her, we wasn't talking every week. We were talking like every other week or once or twice a month. It wasn't frequently because me and her, we agreed it's going to take some time for us to get back to being best friends. And I didn't talk to her for a whole month. And before that, like, we brought up the subject and talked about the situation that happened years ago that stopped making us be friends. And next thing you know, we almost was starting to get into a heated disagreement during it. But then I kind of pushed back and, well, pulled back and said, you know, the past is the past and we're here now. But it's still, you can hear that the tone wasn't that, it left a taste bringing back some old wounds and discussing it. And that was the last conversation me and her had. We just said, you know, we're here and, you know, we're starting over. We can't sit here and continue dragging on the situation and trying to get over it and trying to be like best friends again. For the next call that I get is from her family to let me know that she was in the hospital. And then the next call is that she didn't make it and she passed away in her sleep. I get that the world works in mysterious ways and the universe works in mysterious ways and things happen for a reason. But I literally have been beating myself up for the last couple weeks thinking that the last thing I basically said to her was just okay. I didn't even say I'll talk to you later, anything, because we still was, it was a heated conversation. It wasn't even a good conversation. For me to never be able to talk to this girl a day ever again in my life. I never even got to meet her daughter. I was supposed to meet her daughter this year. And it's something that she died by herself without her family around, and her daughter is going to be wondering where her mother's going to be. People don't understand how this is taking a toll on people. Don't get me wrong, like, yeah, I need to be out, but then at the same time, as a person who occasionally needs to have human interaction, I'm scared. I have health issues. I know a lot of my family and my friends have health issues. I fear for them. I fear for myself. But I also know what my love language is. I know that this is taking a toll on people. I know that it's affecting those with mental health real bad. And it's affecting those who've never had a depression cycle, anxiety, never had to deal with any kind of major stress. And for those who need to be around other people to not cope with things that they've been avoiding coping with, being by themselves, people who basically have to be around other people to avoid suicidal thoughts. People need something, and you don't know what that person may need. We are not prepared to deal with something to this scale. And nobody can tell us, nobody has the blueprint on how to deal with it or how to cope. My dad realized at the end of the day, he may be paranoid for us and say, y'all need to stop being around people, y'all need to stop doing this. But then he realized that everybody needs something different. I can only control me. I feel like a lot of humans fail to realize that. A lot of people don't realize that if we can eliminate ourselves from other people's lives, like what they do, why they're doing it, we'll be better off. Because the only person you can control is yourself. If people can just stay in their own lane and not question why a person does what they're doing, we'll be straight. But as humans, we're so judgmental, we're so stuck on, oh, let me give my opinion where it does not need to be. If we just stop doing that for a minute and take an actual look, some people are very scared and some people still need certain things. As humans, we cope differently. Stay in your lane. Understand you can't control people. You don't know why people are doing what they're doing. Just know that you can only control you. And for those who have seen or pointed signs at people who you know may have depression cycles and may not know it themselves or are fully aware of it and they need human interaction, check on them. Check on those people that you know for a fact that they every week they're in the club. Because those are the people who need human interaction and right now they are suffering. Check on your friends who own businesses. Check on your friends who have kids and they weren't able to see their children being born. Because there's a lot of people in hospitals right now who have been given birth during this pandemic and barely have been able to see their own family or hold their child. People whose grandparents are in a hospital by themselves. People whose family is still in the hospital, dying with nobody that they love and care about around them. Check on people. And you don't want your last conversation with somebody to be a bad one. Eliminate your pride. And whether you were wrong in the situation or right in the situation, you don't know what a person's going through, what they're doing. I know the suicide rate has went up during this pandemic. So that means there's a lot of people out there suffering. My photographer said it best. Don't let your last conversation be a bad one, because you don't know if that's going to be the last conversation you have with anybody. Especially those who are suicide survivors, suicide attempt survivors, doesn't necessarily mean that they have finished their battle with suicide. If they have ever at one point in time have expressed that they feel this way, those thoughts still roam through their heads every so often. Check on them. Those people that you care about, those people that are in your circle, if you had a petty argument or a disagreement over this pandemic, be the bigger person. Say, I'm sorry. Tell them that you know what? Life's too short. Because it is. There's children dying, teens, babies, grandparents, girlfriends, sisters, mothers, brothers, fathers. People are risking their lives and putting their lives on the line to make sure everybody still get their necessities, water, heat, food. Doctors, nurses, risking their lives to protect other people, avoiding their own family and sacrificing for people in the media to basically pour out cries to them saying, you're not essential. You don't know a person's situation. You don't know where they work. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know if they picked up a job to help, volunteer. So before you're quick to judge and backlash people, you don't know. We need to cut down on the suicide rate. Not just because of this pandemic. Because picking on people, the social media outcries, you know, calling people, yelling at them. You don't know what demons a person is battling. With that being said, take a moment, stay in your lane, worry about yourself. And I hate to use that as the last thing to say, but just worry about yourself when it comes to why a person's doing what they're doing. It's their way of coping. It's how they're dealing with this pandemic. And then for those people, you know that they're constantly around people, or you quote unquote call them your strong friends, reach out to them. Tell them that you're thinking about them, that you care about them, you miss them. Call your family. Tell them you love them. Hug them a little harder and a little tighter today. Because you don't know, with everything going on, what's going to happen. So protect you. Protect your energy. Remember that, you know, it's okay to not be okay. Self-love is the best love, and self-care is the best care. Stay hydrated. Wash your hands. Cover your face. And just remember, everybody is different. And you can't judge a person for doing what is helping them get through this. Protect yourself and have a wonderful week. And I'll be back next week.